Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ann Ortley's Weekly Weather. This is the Ann Ortley Weekly Weather Show, and I'm obviously Ann Ortley sitting here at my bright red desk on the Upper East Side after a beautiful Sunday, surrounded by three cats and a good friend who's visiting from the upper regions of New York. So we have a live studio audience. A little weird. At any rate, I am here every week to talk to you about the weather and what's going on, meaning the cosmological weather, what's happening in the heavens, what it feels like here on Earth, and how you can use it. And then we do a little astrology lesson in the middle of the process, and then we take calls from the listeners. So we'll start. We have a very, very big week this week. And for those of you who thought last week was hard and that you were feeling battered and beaten by the forces in the field and you were watching everybody jumping around being a little crazy, this week is going to be, if possible, a little more crazy. And if last week you felt like you were smooth sailing and everything was flying along, this week you're going to feel even more like the world is moving along smooth sailing. So the whole idea is you're doing your Saturn. The whole focus of this week is do your Saturn. And by that I mean Saturn by sign, whether it's Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sag, Capricorn, Aquarius, or Pisces, or Saturn by house, 1 through 12. And the way you figure out what do your Saturn means, because some of you write and go, what does that mean when I do my Saturn? It's the thing that makes you feel like you're 5 years old and you just got smacked on the back by a priest because he told you that you didn't, because you said you didn't want to eat your applesauce. And he said, eat your applesauce. And you go, I don't want to eat my applesauce. And you get smacked on the back by the priest because you were asserting your willfulness in the case of one of my clients. In the case of another client, her sister, she has Saturn in Gemini, was driving her crazy. So she went to this lovely family party that she had to go to, and she left early, claiming a stomach virus, no problem, nothing wrong with lying. Saturn's in Gemini, you can tell a little fib. Her husband complimented her on her fine storytelling, but she left. She left early and left the rest of them at the table. You know, it's Gemini, Gemini's communication. So you want to look at and siblings. And not always telling the truth, because Gemini is ruled by Mercury, who can, you know, spin a tale. So you want to look at what your Saturn is, and you want to understand what your Saturn means by sign first, because that's the easiest. And usually the Saturn is the thing you're good at. So if you have Saturn in Gemini, you're pretty good at talking. You're pretty good at communicating. You might have even worked in communications for a while. If you had Saturn in Libra, you're pretty good at relationships, even though you might be afraid of them on some level, but you probably work in relationships with the rest of the world. Saturn in Scorpio, maybe a little afraid of merging in relationships, but then you kind of work as a therapist where you merge into the person's being, but you have to kind of, you can't really get naked with them, but you merge with your mind. So you want to look at the Saturn by house and by sign, and that tells you the story. And remember, the houses, you just kind of get the feel. First house feels like Aries. Second house feels like Taurus. So if you have Saturn in the second, look up what Saturn in Taurus means. Third house feels like Gemini, siblings, communication, neighbors. Fourth house feels like Cancer, mom, home, family. Fifth house feels like siblings and or children and creativity and your artistry. Sixth house feels like health, your pets, your daily work, your routines. Seventh house is all about partners, relationships, as well as open enemies and working with the public. Eighth house, all about the secret things we don't talk about, sex, death, and taxes, and also the merging, the accounting, the paying attention to the deeper mysteries. Sagittarius, ninth house, is Sag. It's travel, it's religion, it's belief systems, it's the higher mind, it's higher education. I have a friend who's got Saturn and Sag in the ninth, and she works as a recruiter for a university. She goes out and gets people to sign up. She's in admissions. I have another friend with Saturn in Scorpio in the ninth. She works at a university, but she works as a fundraiser, getting the alumni to donate money, particularly in their wills, Scorpio, as they die. They leave more money then. So you kind of flavor it with the location and the house. Saturn on the 10th is Capricorn feel. So that's about being your own authority and maybe a little fear of working with your authorities. Your authorities kind of scare you, but you are the authority wherever you are. When you walk in, you're the leader. So I have a student who's Saturn in Gemini, so she's the leader of the library because Gemini rules books. Saturn in the 11th house is groups and working with groups of people and leading groups of people. Or it can be teaching because that's other people's children. It also is working in some way for the collective or the greater good. Saturn in the 12th is Pisces house, so it's working behind the scenes, working as an artist, working in secret, working in institutions such as hospitals, mental institutions, jails. So I have one client who's an artist, and she works in the prisons, helping the prisoners do art projects. And before that, she worked behind the scenes, a hired gun kind of thing. Nobody knew who she was, but her work was known. So you look at, and of course, I didn't say Aries, and all your Aries are going, wait, she didn't say what Saturn in the first was. Saturn in the first is Aries. So you have to do the I am, I'm here, and it's about me. You have to be a little selfish when you have Saturn in the first. And in really, it's hard for you to do because you were always told, don't be so selfish. Don't you go shining. And you have to say, but I want to shine. I'm Saturn in the first. But I'm afraid of shining. I'm Saturn in the first. Saturn in the first, or in any house, always has a fear of that house. But it's also the house that it's drawn to. So why so much Saturn this week? Well, because he's stopping. He's stopping on Sunday. So what we're going to do all week long, because for the 5 days as we get up to his station on Sunday, he ain't moving. So we're building up the tension, building up the tension, building up the tension as he stops. And we are all going to feel that tension build and build and build. And then we're going to say, oh, my God, when it releases after Memorial Day weekend. Now, this is, of course, Memorial Day weekend. So it's an interesting weekend to have, too, because there's also when Neptune is also stationing, but he's stationing on Monday. So we'll talk a little bit about him because he's stationing and going retrograde, and Saturn is stationing and going direct. And the two of them have been dancing in this kind of adjust, and see your Saturn, adjust, and see your dream, adjust, and change your vision, Neptune, adjust. So in the case of my friend who went to the family party, you know, it was for her cousin, her sister's daughter. So her daughter and the cousin are very close. So it was important for her to bring her daughter there. But she didn't really want to hang out with her own sister. So she left. You know, she went for the front. She helped do the work. And then she took off when it was clear that she'd have to sit and talk to her sister for an hour or more. So she left saying, I don't really feel so good. It's okay. Neptune in conjunct Saturn. You don't have to do it. You just have to own it. You have to feel the feelings and then figure out what you want to do about them, because part of what you're doing is adjusting the energy, adjusting to the feeling, and owning the Saturn energy, because the whole point of Saturn is to figure out what it is and then to stand up, even though you feel like you're 5 or you're 6 or you're whatever age, you don't feel adequate. Wherever it is you're not feeling adequate, or you're feeling a little like, oh, my God, I really don't want to have to do this, that's your Saturn. That's the place of Saturn. So you have to do it, and you have to stand up nice and tall and stick your chin out and throw your shoulders back and put a smile on your face and comb your hair, make sure your shoes are shined, and just do it. And if you do that, you will feel at the other side of it enormous relief. But this whole week, Saturn has stopped, okay? Stopped, meaning block, and he's going to be pushing on your head, okay? The goal of Saturn right now is to see if you are clear enough to go above the horizon. Saturn for the last 14 years has been traveling from Aries through the sign of Virgo. So he's been below the horizon. You've been home on the farm, growing the vegetables and the plants. You've been working on getting clear on your Saturn. Now, as he rises above the horizon in the Anima Mundi chart, which is the world chart, he goes into Libra, and he goes public, and he says, hi, here she is, or here he is, all ready to do their Saturn. And whatever the Saturn is, you got to start doing it in public, starting in about a month. So he's really been testing you to make sure you're actually ready and willing and able to go and do it. So that's the whole point of this. How good are you at doing your Saturn? How good are you at owning your stuff? Now, of course, the other thing is you're going to be dealing with people all through the world who are not necessarily astrologers and who are not necessarily know anything about their Saturn, but they are going to be doing their Saturn or feeling really, really picked on by Saturn this week. So your job is to help them get clear on what's going on and say, what does this remind you of? And when they stand there crying hysterically or whatever they're screaming at you, don't you leave me. I had one guy with Saturn in Aquarius screamed at this woman, don't you dare walk out of my office. Aquarius is afraid of being abandoned, being left alone, not being included in the tribe. And it was a very primal scream, you know, and she said it was a little shocking. I'm like, that was his Saturn you saw. Because it is the place where we don't feel quite enough, all right? So you're going to be dealing with people all over the world who are not feeling quite enough or quite up to doing their Saturn. So if it's somebody you like, okay, what you want to do is pat them on the back, hold their hand, and say, okay, this is really hard, but you know you can do this. You've been working really hard on getting clear on this, and you can do it. And talk them through it. And if it's someone who you don't like or who is doing their Saturn on your head, what you want to do is look at them and go, that's their Saturn. That has got absolutely nothing to do with me, but it certainly is pushing my buttons. At the same time, there's a little part of you that can go, wow, they're really upset. Now look at them screaming at me like that. They really kind of lost it, didn't they? And that's Saturn too, where you lose it emotionally is Saturn. So when we find Saturn active, one of the things that we're really looking for, or what the universe is really looking for, is for you to grow up. And that means grow up. It means you have to take responsibility. You have to say, yep, I'm doing it. You have to say, okay, I get it. I'm gonna hang in there. I'm going to get it. All right. And that's the goal. That's all you have to do this week. Show up and do your Saturn. And it might be hard. Then, of course, when we look at the aspects for the week, we have a number, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, stressful aspects. Oh, wait, we'll count those too. 19 and 4, 25, 24, 25, 25 stressful aspects. We only have 1, 2, 3, 4 easy aspects this week. So 19 stressful, 4 easy. What does that say to you about the kind of week you're going to have? The point of the week is for this giant cosmic cleanse, giant cosmic bowel movement, giant cosmic release. Saturn in Virgo rules the intestines. You might actually get a stomach flu or have your intestines act up because it is about you releasing the old stuff you don't need and sending it off into the universe free and clear and happy. And it's about you breaking free, you know, giving yourself permission to break free and go do the life you really want to do. So if you've got 19 crappy aspects and 3 positive, four positive ones, that makes for a, you know, kind of a week where we're all going to be going, boy, I'm going to really wait for this week to be over. And of course, it does get over. You know, we're not going to die. You're going to be fine. You might feel like you want to jump off a bridge, but don't do that. It's a transit. It's not worth killing yourself over. The other thing that happens this week, on May 27th, which is Thursday, is we have a full moon. We love full moons. Full moons are very, very exciting. And what the full moon is going to be doing is it's harking back to the story we've been working with this last week, which is what you started in May and June of 2000. And then in May and June of 2005, 5 years ago, because there was a story that began then that's culminating now, that the universe is saying to you, okay, so do you want to make any changes in that story? And your job is to say yes, no, maybe, and to make the adjustments. And so the full moon will bring to light the one that we had 2 weeks ago, the new moon, helped you see that story in a slightly different way. And then the full moon this time has, for the Washington, D.C. chart at least, the angles 27, 22, 23 of Taurus. So wherever you have 22, 23 of Taurus and Scorpio, that's the area that you want to work on doing your, you want to work on getting clear about the structure in your life and what you want to do to either expand it or change it. Because the universe is also saying to us, okay, are the structures in your life working for you or not? And if not, what do you want to do to shift them, to change them, to move them? And so your job over this next week is to know that Saturn's really pushing and the structures are changing, are really pushing. Plus there's a full moon bringing things to light. Next up, Neptune is stationing, okay? Now, Neptune is right now talking to Saturn, and they're talking in an area that makes them feel a little bit unhappy. They're in an aspect called an inconjunct, or a quincunx, for those of you who like the Q word better than the I word. And either way, it's an adjusting aspect. So it says we have to adjust, we have to live in the moment. So what it says is adjust, adjust, adjust. So I have a friend who's dating someone, and it's adjust, adjust, adjust. And so she's figuring out, does she want to keep adjusting, or does she maybe want to say, later for you? So I think this Memorial Day weekend, when she goes away with him and they stay at his ex-girlfriend's house, we may make a decision. I'm kind of like, you're going to the ex-girlfriend's house for the Memorial Day weekend? Wow. But then I'm looking at the aspects going, okay, this could be interesting. I'm expecting a very good Saturn-Neptune story on Tuesday. But also for all of you, it's about what is Neptune. And so Neptune entered his shadow on February 8th, all right? And he's now stopping, and he's going to go back to February 8th and be given a do-over, and he's going to do that for the next few months until we get to Libra. So the whole idea is Neptune's going backwards and Saturn's going forward. So the last month or so when you felt like your dream wasn't really happening, or it was happening but it wasn't happening the way you wanted it to, now when everything switches, the dream kind of comes into alignment and the structures start to work for it. And you start working with the new dream starting next week, or with the revised version of the dream. Maybe that's a better way to say it. Because if the dream you got was one you liked, it may be revised next week. If the dream you've been working with isn't one you like, it may be revised next week when everything shifts and moves. And then last but not least, and this is not to be minimized because it is absolutely enormous, we have Uranus changing signs this week. And he enters Aries at 9:44 at night on May 27th. So we want to watch what happens that 9:44 Eastern time, Eastern Daylight Time, at night on May 27th, which is Thursday night. Now, Uranus has not been in Aries since 1927. Last time he was in Aries was 1927 to 1934. And at that time, he squared Pluto in Cancer. Right now, he's going to square Pluto in Capricorn. And we know what happened in 1927 to 1934. We had the Great Depression, and we had a number of structural adjustments in society. Uranus is also leaving the zodiac sign of Pisces, boom, to start a whole new zodiac cycle in Aries, which also makes for a big deal. Now, normally when Uranus just changed signs, it's a big deal, you know, because Uranus is a pretty volatile little fellow. And when he shifts into a sign, we tend to notice him shifting. We go, wow, you know, when he's shifting into Pisces, we have the tsunami. Yep, big waves from the sea, works for me. Now he's going into Aries, so big waves of fire eruptions, explosions. So I can anticipate probably a volcano or two taking off on the 27th. But we also are going to be watching for a new cycle to begin. And Uranus, as the planet of awakening, the planet of freedom, the planet of independence, when he was discovered in 1777, It was the beginning of the revolutions when everybody said, you know what, I don't want to do that. I don't want to follow those rules anymore. I'm not in the mood. And he's going to be in Aries, which is I got to be me. I got to do it my own way. Me, myself, and I. You know, it's Frank Sinatra's song, I Did It My Way, to the max, because it's Uranus going, I did it my way in the hell with you because I'm Uranus and I don't want to. You tell me you want me to do what, and I don't want to do it. I'm not going to. He's a very rebellious little fellow. Plus, when he's in Aries, he's very explosive and very volatile. So we're going to have an interesting change in our energy this week. We're going to go from feeling Piscean, which is like we can't really do anything about it. We're really feeling trapped and enslaved and kind of that last, you know, that last muddy gray day of winter and then the first bright, warm spring day that warms the earth and makes you go, oh, there's going to be a new season. You know that time in February when it feels winter will never end? That's where we are right now, Uranus and Pisces. And then the breath of spring. Now, what will happen is he's only going to be in this sign for a couple months, and then he's going to retrograde back into Pisces. So it's kind of like we had in October where Saturn went into Libra at the end of October for like 4 months, and then he scooched back into Virgo for a cleanup. So we're not 100% done with the Pisces energy yet. But we are starting technically a new cycle when he goes in, and then we start the new cycle for true for sure next year when he's in it for permanent. But it actually kicks off this week. Your job is to notice what happens in your life on the 27th, 28th, because it's going to be very big, and it's going to be the harbinger or the notice or the official message across the, you know, when they throw the, in the old days, they used to throw the things over the transoms. There were these little, in New York, there's these little windows over the doors in some of the older buildings. And that was the transom, and they would open that up for cross ventilation because there wasn't air conditioning. But they would throw things over in that window, and it would land inside the locked door of the office. So you're going to have a little shot across your transom on the 27th, 28th to see what this new thing is. And I've got a couple babies that we're waiting for, you know, due the end of May, beginning of June. So I'm kind of thinking I might get some baby announcements this week. Scott, I'm thinking of you if you're listening. And, you know, we're ready to move. We're having all these, this moment of change. It's in the air. So Uranus into the Anima Mundi, the first house of the world's chart, starts a new 84-year cycle for the world, for the world. And when Pluto went into Capricorn, which was the 10th house cycle in 2008, when it entered into the house of making us all aware of how we were collectively connected via the corporations and via this kind of one world thing, we had the economic collapse start. When Uranus goes into Aries, we start having the emotional response or the actual behavioral response to help that transition take place. And this is going to be when people are going to stop feeling quite so victimized and are going to feel a little bit more like, you know what? I'm not doing that anymore. Nope, I don't think so. I think I'm leaving. And so it's also a Declaration of Independence Day because it starts the next 84-year cycle. Now, you may not actually be able to declare full independence until January, February next year when he gets in there for good, but you're going to feel it this week. So I want to notice you to notice your Aries house, where it moves from feeling like you're not in charge and you're kind of getting picked on, or maybe you're feeling a little depressed or blue, or you're feeling like, you know, you don't have any control, or you're feeling like you don't really, you know, you kind of want to, but you can't really, you know, it's kind of a little nebulous what you're trying to do. Watch where you get the clarity, okay? Because you're coming from the water of Pisces, and you're hopping out, and you're running over to stand around the big bonfire on the beach to get all nice and warmed up. So imagine a crackling bonfire that's absolutely enormous on the beach as you hop out of the ocean of Pisces and you run over to the bonfire and you get all warmed up and the sparks are flying and you have that sensation of shifting from water to fire. Very profound shift. Some of these shifts between signs are easy. Some of them are a little hard. Water to fire is hard because you're moving from the emotion, the feeling state, to the impassioned vision. And the energies are very different. Water puts out fire. Fire makes water steam or boil. So there's a lot of boiling kind of energies going on with this energy shift too. So you want to kind of watch it and see what happens and see how you feel. And as we're going through it, recognize that shift happens on Thursday. And then on Saturday, we have the Saturn station. And then on Sunday, we have the Saturn station. And on Monday, we have the Neptune station. And then next week, we have Jupiter going to Aries. So it's a busy couple of weeks. But the goal is do your Saturn. Watch for the shifts and the changes. Watch for the energetic change, because there's a big one. And then also recognize there's a lot of crappy aspects in the heavens this week. There are stresses where you can't do anything about it, but you want to. You have to kind of bide your time. There's squares where you actually can take some action, but you're not necessarily sure what you want to do. There are inconjuncts where you're going to kind of feel like you're caught between a rock and a hard place. You want to move forward, but you're not really ready to go. There's oppositions, which are straight-out power struggles. And then there are sesquiquadrates, which are one of my favorites. It's a stress with an ability to take action. So you're stressed, but you want to take action on top of it. And then there are just plain old squares saying, ha-ha, you know, ha-ha. Now, the other thing is Mars is towards the back end of Leo, all right? He's cleared his shadow. So he's still in Leo, so he's still got a lot of fire energy in him, but he's not in his shadow anymore. So the issue that you struggled with from the middle of October through like last week or so seems to be cleared, and now it's time to move forward. That's true. You're not stuck and trapped anymore. You do have a new vision of where you want to go, and you're ready to head in that direction. And forward we go. So the moon this week, we'll talk a little bit about the moon, and then we'll take some callers, and actually we have a few on the hold. A few on the line already with your hands up, raised that you want to be called on. Remember, you have to press 1 if you want me to call on you. So 404, you've been there for a long time, but you haven't pressed 1. All right, 347-215-7467 is the call-in number. 347-215-7467. All right, so Monday is Victoria Day in Canada, and the moon's in Libra. And the closing aspect is a trine to Neptune, so things on Monday are fairly positive. Tuesday, moon's in Scorpio. Rum, 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 rum. Wednesday, moon's in Scorpio. Rum, 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 rum. Thursday morning through 7:13 in the morning, moon's in Scorpio. Closing aspect to that moon is moon trine Uranus, so it's a nice closing aspect. Positive results can be anticipated. Uranus has not shifted signs yet, still in Pisces. So we've got a nice, juicy little Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday morning, 7:15. So the more for the Australians. But it gets you the feeling of what's going to happen in the week. Then the moon goes into Sag at 7:15 in the morning on the full moon day, Thursday, the 27th. And it's in Sag the 28th and through 12:40 in the afternoon on Saturday. And that's a square to Jupiter. So it's a nice little juicy square, which means good stuff, but maybe overdoing. So that tends to be, you know, you go to the grocery store before you go to Fire Island or the Hamptons and you buy a lot of stuff because it's a holiday weekend or you're having your first barbecue and you buy like 30 hamburgers and, you know, you're only having 5 people, but you're like, it was on sale. So kind of watch the overshopping on that Sag moon or the overeating. That can be you have lots and lots of food and not a lot of people to eat it. Then the moon goes into Capricorn on Saturday the 29th, and it's in Capricorn on the 30th and on the 31st, Monday, which we'll talk about next week. And it goes void at 11:41 with a sextile to Jupiter. Again, positive aspects. So the whole week basically has really positive aspects for getting things accomplished, and it's in the houses of Libra, Scorpio, Sag, and Capricorn in your chart. So again, it's about working with other people in the Anima Mundi chart. In your chart, it's going to be whatever houses those are about, and it's also about being your own authority on the weekend. So doing what you want to do on the weekend rather than what other people want you to do. And we do have a lot of stress energies. Mercury is getting a lot of information he may not quite know what to do with, and he is in Taurus. He also clears his shadow on around May 28th. Okay, so when he clears the shadow, which is May 28th, which is Friday, Mercury retrograde is officially over, and we're into a new cycle, which is always good. But he also has kind of stressful aspects, meaning he's going to get some information he may not want to hear. Venus is having some stressful aspects. She's in Cancer, so she's going to get some information she doesn't really want to hear. The Sun is having stressful aspects with Pluto and Athena, so he's getting information he doesn't really want to hear. And Mars is having some fights with people, but that's what Mars likes to do, so that doesn't really matter. And the rest of the guys are all just kind of a little crabby cranky. So when you're watching people melt down this week or have problems or whatever, just kind of ground them slightly and say, so what do you think you can do about this? Because they actually know what they have to do. They may not want to, but they know what they have to do. And if you give them a little space and time, and you open the space and you offer them the question to allow them to problem solve, because Saturn in Virgo always has a solution even if we don't want to do it, they know. They know what they have to do. And they'll come up with something, and it may be very clever. I was really impressed with my friend who decided to take off on her sister. I was like, really? You left? You know, that's not something she would normally do. And she's like, nope, I just decided I couldn't take it anymore. I'm like, wow, I'm really proud of you. That's great. Not that I would do it, but I'm proud of her because she did it. You know, it's kind of like, that's really good. But I'm a Virgo. I would sit and suffer. She's a Sag rising. She's like, I'm out of here. You know, it's understanding you want to encourage people to go to the higher place of their chart. And when you're feeling a little overwhelmed, you want to encourage yourself to go to the higher place of your own chart, okay, and allow the right answer to emerge. It's a big week of emerging, okay, with all this stressful energy. You know, one of the things that they have is butterfly exhibit at the New York Museum of Natural History, and they have all the little butterflies there hatching. You know, they're in the papaya. They have them hanging on a wall, and you can watch them hatch. And they say, oh, no, you can't help. The butterfly has to struggle to get out of the papaya itself, out of its own little cocoon, because otherwise it doesn't really exercise its legs and its wings, and it's not as strong a butterfly as it can be. So we're all in the process of emerging from our chrysalis, our papaya, from our Saturn, from our cocoon, from our previous existence. We're getting ready to leave our existence behind. And not that we're going to forget it or not remember it or hold it, but we're going to move forward into a new existence, a new kind of partnership. We're going to actually partner with Saturn instead of him being our boss. The sign of Virgo is the sign of the apprentice. So really, since the fall of 2007, you've been apprenticing and learning new tasks around your Saturn placement, wherever it is. Because we always look at where natal Saturn lives, whatever house it's in, and then we look at the house that Saturn's in by transit. So he's in the sign of Virgo. Virgo is the sign of the apprentice. It's the sign of learning new skills, of learning how to do the work with competency and candor and valor. It's back in the old days when you hit 14 and Saturn went through your sixth house, you were sent off to be an apprentice to work for somebody. The apprenticeship was 7 years. Indentured servants, 7 years, sometimes 10, but that's the nodal kind. But anyway, 7 years. So you got assigned to the barrel keeper or the silversmith or the blacksmith or the pickle maker or whoever. And when you were assigned, you learned the skill. You learned the craft. You learned the trade. And that's what's happening this last 2 years. We didn't have to do 7 years in the hole. We had to do two. So we've been learning more about our Saturn and our skills. Now, next month, we have the last little pass, little exams, as Saturn finishes up in the last degrees of Virgo, because he goes forward this Sunday. And then he goes into Libra. And then we're going to be partnering with Saturn, because Saturn's exalted in Libra. He loves being in Libra. It's like his favorite placement, although the people with Saturn in Libra always go, it really sucks when Saturn's in Libra. But he likes being in Libra. And we are going to be looked at by Saturn as equal partners, because we've been 14 years learning our new skill. And as far as Saturn's concerned, we're supposed to be up to our measure. We've learned our talents. We've figured it out. And we're ready to take it to the next level. We're ready to go public with it. Now, in the farming community, or in the agricultural community, of which astrology is also a very strong measure, Saturn in Virgo, or Virgo, is the time when you're harvesting the crops and you're pulling them in from the field. And as you pull them in from the field, you harvest, harvest, harvest. And you get them all wrapped up and you count them into becks and bushels and pounds and bags and stuff. And then what do? You put the ones you're going to keep in the one part and you put the others in the other part and you take them into market and you sell them. So Saturn in Libra is going to market and selling your skills, taking your talents out into the world. So whatever you've been working on learning over the last 14 years, you're going to start selling it in the marketplace in about a month and a half, which is part of why you really have to get your Saturn down straight so you can charge appropriately for his fees. So you're going to be dressing up, going into town, you know, a little perfume, a little cheek, little makeup, you know, nice shiny shoes, bow tie in the case of the guys, and you're going to go to town. You're going to say, hi, I got these extra tomatoes. You want to buy some tomatoes? And somebody's going to come over and go, well, those are kind of looking good looking. How much your price on the tomatoes? How about if I throw in a cucumber and I'll give you $2? And so Saturn in Libra is the part of taking the skill out into the world and selling it to the other people who might want to buy the skill or who might be interested in acquiring these skills. So we're all going to be going through this, and we're all somewhere in our own individual developmental cycle of Saturn. But in general, Saturn in Libra is going to ask us to partner more with our Saturn and with someone else or with other people around developing the new thing. So it's a good time. You know, we're at this major turning point, and your job this week, when Saturn comes a-calling and he does stuff that makes you feel like you're 5 years old, is to stand there and go, I'm not five. That's the first thing to remember. You're not 5 years old. You might feel like you're five inside, but you're not five. Secondly, stand up and say, okay, I'm not five. What am I? All right, I don't know that I really know how to do this. It's okay, you're not supposed to know how to do this. Just relax. And then you just show up, all right? That's the job. Show up this week. Make sure you show up. That's all you have to do. And then when asked, say, I'm here. And then do your Saturn accordingly as you need to. All right, so that's the week in ahead of us. And I think I kind of covered between Saturn and Uranus going into Aries the lesson for the week. So we will go to the callers and take some calls and see what's going on. The other thing is, this week we did have, I said to what, for those of you who read the column, I said to watch as Gemini went through what would happen, because she was in Gemini. Venus was in Gemini dancing through the T-square. So we did have that market drop of 385 points, and they weren't sure what happened. And I'm always like, when they say that to me, I'm always like, what do you mean you weren't sure what happened? Come on, who are you kidding? This is computers, people. Pull the trades. Look and see what happened. But at any rate, I digress. My computer background makes me very dubious of these things. Really, instantaneously, people. We can find this stuff out instantaneously. It's the way you Google the restaurant is how fast they can find out what happened in the marketplace. At any rate, 385-point drop, and they didn't know why, but it did drop. So we were waiting to see if there was going to be market stuff this week, and there was. So when these guys all start fighting big time at the end of July, beginning of August, you want your money off the table so you're not going to lose it down the little rabbit hole wherever the money goes. Wherever those 385 points went, somebody lost some money. You want your money out of the game, in your pocket, and maybe walking down the street a little so you're away from the gunfire in case of the OK Corral. All right, so that's enough. Forward we go into the callers. So 404, you did not raise your hand. I'm not calling on you. We're going for 585. 585, are you there?
I am. It's Aeolia calling from Rochester, New York. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, God, I've been better. I'm hoping you can help me sort this out a little bit. My date of birth is 2/14/51, 9:06 a.m., Evergreen Park, Illinois. And I'm sticking right along here. I'm in the midst of my second Saturn return, and speaking of doing Saturn, and I thought things were going rather well, and then on the 12th of May, right at the end of let's see, Mars was in opposition to my natal Pluto, I broke my car. Broke my car, broke my foot. And now my computer's broken. And things seem to be breaking down big time. And which meant that work and paycheck was broken. And tomorrow I'm about to go back to work when I'm not really ready, but I can't afford to not go back to work. I expect things to get a little better when Saturn goes back into Libra. I mean, my natal Saturn's at 1 degree Libra. I think we're going to sort of march forward, as you like to say, on forward we go here. But in the meantime, what the hell's going on?
Well, I think it's you're at the last release of stuff. You know, one of the things that when Saturn's in the last degree of Virgo, he kind of says, okay, what else, what's used here? What's finished? What's done? And on some levels, those things were finished, done, or over. So when we find things leaving our life, we say, okay, well, that left, okay, next, that left, okay, next, that. And I think there's just a lot of stuff leaving. The other thing is Mars went over your Pluto. That starts a new 2-year cycle, but Pluto, in your case, looks like your second house, co-rules your second. So that's also a cost energy that leaves, where we say, well, I guess we didn't need that. I guess we didn't need that. And it's also in conjunct. Mars has been traveling in conjunct to all your Pisces planets in the sixth house. So that's the Pisces is the feet. And Sag rules your third house, which is your car and your computer. And it's done now. It's at 22, so you're finished with losing things. So that part's good.
Yeah.
Like,
How much left to lose?
Now it's forward, and you go, okay, I'm ready to go forward. Yeah, because Pisces is feet, and in your case, it rules the third house of the cars. And it also is we're at this last degree stuff. Also, Saturn is, Uranus is opposite your Saturn. So anything that is, prone to breaking, it's, within a degree or two, but as it gets close, it kind of sends the energy ahead of it. As it gets up there, it's going to kind of, send off that last little ray of thing. And then once Saturn goes into one, that'll be in August, you're going to be done with your Saturn return and off into something else. And it's also the 12th house, so it makes you feel like you're isolated because you're behind the scenes, unable to leave the house, your foot's broken, your car doesn't drive. You're kind of feeling like you're trapped in the house. But that's also that's part of Saturn going through the 12th, which is you're feeling a little isolated and behind the scenes. But I think you're pretty well through the bad ones. You got Mars off the Pluto. You got Mars finished with the in conjunct with all those Virgo placements and or the Pisces placements, and they all form a finger of God with your Neptune and your Pluto, right? So that the whole little cluster in Pisces talks to the Neptune and the Pluto saying, okay, directionally we're clear and stuff. So I think it'll feel better, especially once Saturn stations, we're all going to feel better. And in your case,
Yeah.
Libra is like, okay, how can I partner with this? And it's saying, well, you can't. Your computer just died. You can't partner with that. Your car died. You can't partner with that. It's like you're not partnering. He's denying partnership. And then you
Yeah.
go forward and say, okay, now I'm ready to partner. But yeah, I don't think it's bad. I think it's a forward motion and a clearing. A lot of times when it shifts, there's a big change coming, and if you think about that, that's traveling in your mind and information and your transportation, literally your feet, your computer transportation on the internet, and you're traveling. So to me, it's like, well, sit and think about where do you really want to go, because the way you've been traveling is changing. And yeah. So how do I change that? You know, on a symbolic level, I had somebody write me this week that they were having an argument with someone, and they sat down to write kind of a nasty email to them, and a wasp came in their window and was buzzing and hissing at them and stuff, and they were like, boy, it looked like it was ready to fight. And they realized that the email that they had written was really ready to fight, and then they realized they didn't maybe want to send the email because they wanted to prove they were right and, you know, and sting with the words. And so,
right.
So I didn't send the email because I realized, you know, maybe I needed to kind of sit and look at what it all meant. So for you, the correlation to me, the minute you started saying it, was transportation and travel and what that looks like. And I know one of your dreams was travel.
Yeah.
And all of your dreams, all the traveling techniques that you have just kind of stopped right now. So I would say, okay, let me stop and think about travel, because all the ways I traditionally travel around my city by foot, by computer, and by car, if your bike gets stolen, we know it's a theme, right? Hopefully that won't happen.
Well, I can't exactly ride my bike because my foot is still broken.
Yeah. But, you know, it's the theme. We got the theme here. Are your cell phone, you know. So I would sit and think about it, because the whole idea, the universe is talking to us and saying to you, think about what's going on in your life, what the vision is, what's the purpose, where are you headed, and what's up next. And so it's all for all of us to kind of, and with Saturn stopped, we literally will be grounded on some level because he's not moving all week. You know, when he stops, it's the 5 days before and the 5 days after. So we're, and he's really very, you know, I mean, he basically isn't moving at all right now anyway, but dead.
Well, the other thing that I think is happening is right around now, my progressed moon is finishing up in Cancer.
Mm-hmm, which is wanting to stay home.
Which is...
The Leo, it goes, okay, now I'm ready to be, now I'm ready to go out in the world.
Yeah.
And be seen again and do new stuff. And right now I want to, I'm in Cancer, I want to stay home and not do new stuff. Sometimes the universe gives us an excuse to stay home, and it says you can't go out, so might as well just enjoy it, put on some good music, make something, some food you really like, snuggle up with a book and a cup of tea, iced if it's really hot, and relax and say, okay, I'm going to sit here. And you know, we don't often get time out from our life, so sometimes that's a good thing. And I would say the universe is saying to you, time out.
No, I've just after the first couple of days, I've just struggled with it, but I will say that, and I don't know if it's all the Piscean energy or what, but you know, I the first couple of days I was just so overwhelmed with gratitude, which was a really bizarre kind of attitude to have after what had just happened.
Mm-hmm.
But I was so grateful that nobody else was hurt. I was so grateful that I was not hurt worse, because there was spinning out of control. There was It was a not great car accident,
right?
And it was more than a fender bender. Let's put it that way. But it's wearing off as I'm having to deal with all the details of the reality. But boy, for a couple of days there, I was just in this bubble of gratitude.
Well, I think that, you know, somebody, my friend of mine, Cecilia, who's visiting from upstate, she's sitting behind me somewhere in the living room, and we were talking last night about appreciation. And appreciating things, and how do we appreciate things? And I think there's times when we really need to pull on appreciation and gratitude. In your case, nobody was hurt. You know, it's a car. I had a friend the other day who was very upset because they deleted some files and were crying. And I'm like, look, nobody died. It's a file. You know, it's okay. It's understanding that gratitude is really will help us a lot if we're feeling overwhelmed too, like counting blessings. So
yeah.
I think that's good. Yeah, all right, let me go. I got callers, but keep us posted. Let me know when you get overseas, because I think that may be the, when it goes into Leo, you're out of here. Good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Hi, 207. How are you?
Hi, Anne. This is Tom. I'm calling from Maine. My birth date is 1/27/59.
Uh-huh.
At 11:50 a.m.
You're going too fast. Queen... What's the question?
I'm sorry. Queens, New York. 11:50 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Yep. What time?
In
where?
Queens, New York.
Okay, cool.
We were informed by our landlord that he's losing our home to foreclosure.
Oh.
So we're going to have to evict.
You're going to have to move.
Yes. We don't know where we want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know how to get there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and it looks like it's going pretty fast, actually. I think it might be in the next couple of weeks. 12759, 11:50 in the morning in Queens, yes?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, the Mars is, well, I wouldn't pay the rent next month. I don't know that, I think he may be losing it pretty fast because he's got, you got a lot of stuff on there that says it's going quick. Could be gone as soon as June 7th. Certainly, I would think papers are served on June 11th through the 13th. So, and I do think he's losing it, yes. It may not be auctioned. You may be able to live there for a little while. You might actually even call the bank. Is it a multifamily home?
No.
You're just tenants in it?
Yes.
Okay. So then you can't really call. Well, you can call the bank and say you're renting it from him. Can you rent it from them once you find out who the bank is?
Right.
And they may let you stay there until they sell it, but it does look like it will sell probably in August. So you might be able to get a month or two out of it, but I think
okay.
It's going to go pretty fast. And that the reason, for those of you following along at home, what I'm looking at is Pluto coming back to Saturn in Tom's eighth house, which is the money from other people, and Pluto's going back to 2 in August 2nd, and that's going to form a T-square that shoots out into the second house. But in Tom's case, he's got Pluto there trine the Pluto, so he might be able to get a month or two out of the bank. And the thing that makes me think the bank's going to move quickly is Mars is down in the fourth house, about to leave. And Mars rules Tom's, you know, it's rules, sits on Tom's ascendant, and it rules his, kind of shocked by his landlord's lack of money. You know, the landlord is his 10th house, and it lives in, you know, Aries rules his 11th. So that's what makes me think it's going to go fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you think a family member is going to be able to help us with cash, like they said?
I think they will. I think they will. I think you'll be able to get some money from a family member. Yes. Mm-hmm. That I'm not real worried about. That's fine. They may ask you to sign a promissory note, and I would.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. And then once the sun, you know, you've got a lot of stuff that says it's going to shift a little bit. How much do you have in security deposit with this guy?
Just 1 month.
Okay. Yeah, you might be able. I don't know that they're going to come knocking on the door and kick you out tomorrow, but I wouldn't be surprised if they did. So I would find out.
I don't think so. I'm in Maine. He lives in Maryland.
Right. Well, the bank is going to come and put things on the door, and when they do,
yeah, sure.
You know, call the marshal and find out what the story is. And then once you find out the bank, they may let you stay there and pay the rent to them instead of to him. So I wouldn't necessarily pay the June rent.
Okay.
I would say you're going to keep it aside and give it to the bank if the bank knocks on the wall. Because if they're going to do it, it's going to be in the next couple of days. So, cool.
That's it's going to happen real quick.
He's been delaying for a while. He's been fooling around with them for a bit. So.
Yeah. Well, let's get it over with.
Well, that's the Mars in your fifth. It'll happen fast. It'll go quickly. So. That part's good, you know, and when the note comes on the door, you just say, okay, let me call it. And you are having Mercury by progression into your south node, so that's the shocking news about your house has not been paid for. So it's interesting. Wonder what he's been doing with the rent money all these months.
All right. Everybody wants to know that. Now, he wants to sell the home to us.
No, because you have no idea what the arrears is. You have, you know, he's obviously a weasel, you know,
mm-hmm.
He's a weasel. And he doesn't have the right to the house. He's losing it. So what you want to do is talk to the bank about buying it. But I certainly wouldn't buy it from that guy.
Yeah.
He's been collecting your money and not giving it to the bank.
That's right.
And
everybody wants to know.
And
where's the money?
He's got to be at least 6 or 8 months behind for them to foreclose on it.
That's right.
You know, so what's he done with all that money? I wouldn't sell it to him. Plus, you don't know that he's been paying the taxes if he hasn't been paying the mortgage.
He hasn't. I checked into it already. He's behind on the taxes.
Yeah. So let him lose the house. Let him go against his credit rating and contact the bank yourself. They may want to sell it to you or they may want to auction it, but I do think it'll go. Is it in a good resort area?
No, it's not a resort area.
Not a resort area. Okay. So it may, but I mean, it's got, it looks like it will go pretty quickly from your chart. So I would look for new housing. I think you're moving.
Yeah, where to?
I don't know. That part I can't tell you, but I can tell you it'll be soon.
Yeah.
So.
We were thinking of leaving the state.
Mm-hmm. Well, you do have Mars going through there, which says, okay, maybe somewhere different, you know? So, but yeah, that's kind of bad news. But yeah, if he's behind, I wouldn't buy the house from him. I'd say I'll buy it from the bank, not you.
Yeah.
I mean, he's at least got to be 6 months behind for them to go on foreclosure on him. So
yeah.
That would be, you know, probably longer than that because he's probably made a payment or two in the middle there. But whatever he's been doing with your rent money, he hasn't been applying it the way he needs to.
No.
So.
I was going to wait and hear from him, but maybe I should get in touch with him myself.
Yeah, I would.
Try to find out the name of the bank.
You have an idea when the foreclosure will happen. I mean, they're going to hammer a note on your door, but... they may serve it to him down there because he's out of state, you know, rather than to your front door. But I would think they would knock on your door too. You might call the marshal.
Well,
you might call the sheriff or the marshal's office in the town you're in and ask them what their procedure is on that.
Okay.
To find out what, you know, because usually there's one or two that they know about, and they'll know if it's in process or where it is.
Very good.
Yeah. Cool.
Well, thank you so much.
Good luck with it. All right. Forward, 443-768. You there?
Hi there.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm good. My name is Kim. My birthday is 10-18-1968.
10-18-1968. And you were born at?
1:40 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Where?
In Fort Worth, Texas.
Okay. And your question?
Well, the little bit that I understand, I guess Saturn is pretty big in my chart. And my question is just kind of around...
Just so you know, Saturn is the handle of your bucket.
Right.
So you know how important handles are for carrying charts. That he's the handle of your whole chart, yes. Question?
Sorry. So as I've heard you talk over the past week about, you know, doing my Saturn and just learning that Saturn is a big part of my chart, I'm just kind of wondering what you can tell me about that and the transits that are happening now. I have felt for the past couple of years like it's time for me to decide what I want to be when I grow up, but I don't really know what that is, and I don't know if that factors into the Saturn in my chart or what.
Yes, totally. Okay, so you're extra Saturn girl, October 18, 1968, right? I just like to double check. 1:40 in the afternoon. Okay, so you're Saturn rising, Capricorn rising. Capricorn also rules your house of money. And he also co-rules your part of your 12th house, so he's in charge of your spiritual path. So he's kind of a big guy for you. He is who every planet in your chart reports to, because they all sit across from him in kind of a giant array on the top of your chart. If you go to astro.com and print your chart out, you'll see there's all these planets at the top, and little Saturn down at the very bottom in the third house.
Yeah.
So Saturn in the third says it's a sibling story, that siblings, communication, and the early childhood experience from 0 to 8th grade are very important for you in terms of your Saturn experience. So talking, communicating, writing, you know, are you a writer or a communicator by trade? Do you do any kind of communication stuff? And also, what's the story with your siblings, particularly the one immediately below you, but any sibling at all if you have them? And then the other part is, because you're Capricorn rising, you had a tough childhood when you were little. You were the grown-up in the room. You raised yourself on some level. And what happens with Capricorns is because they're so serious when they're babies and they're little people, Capricorn risings and strong Saturn people, as they get older, they start going, okay, you know, like, I kind of get the hang of this Earth thing, and it gets a little lighter, it gets a little easier, it gets a little more open. Now, Saturn's also in the sign of Aries, so Aries says the hardest thing for you to do is to be brave, because Aries is about being I am brave. And it also is about being, on a bad day, a little selfish, you know, where you say, you know what, I don't want to do that. I want to do what I want to do. So how good are you at saying what you actually want to do? And your question is, I don't even know what I want to do when I grow up. It's like, yeah, that's your Saturn. It's like, well, what do you like? What makes your heart sing? What makes you happy? and telling your mother to stop criticizing and telling your father to stop controlling, criticizing being Moon in Virgo for those following along at home, and Scorpio ruling the midheaven with Mars in Virgo on to Pluto, and saying, you know what I really want to do? What I really want to do is this. What's your dream? You got a lovely chart for being an artist. Do you do any kind of creative work?
Yeah, actually, I'm a singer-songwriter. I've been a singer in Las Vegas for the past 8 years, but that is coming to an end, and I'm getting ready to get married and move across the country and be stay-at-home mom, which is a great thing, and hopefully get back to some more songwriting.
Okay, there you go. So you know what you love, so what you have to do is figure out how to do more of it. Because I was going to say, this is an artist's chart.
Really? Because yeah. I'm not even so sure that I love it anymore.
Well, that's okay. You don't have to love it, but the moving across country is showing. And you know what it is? It's a new kind of creativity, too. You know, giving voice to the child in you, or giving birth to the child also really is a very big part of your creativity, because the moon rules your, or Venus, I'm sorry, rules your fifth house of creativity. And no, maybe you don't love it in Vegas, but maybe if you got to do the kind of singing you wanted to do, are you writing the kinds of songs you want to sing? Or are you writing songs for them?
I would do both. I do like writing and just haven't done it in a while because I was a single mom. So.
Okay. All right. So it's about giving that permission. Yeah, I mean, you're doing your Saturn by writing and communicating. That's part of your Saturn, by having your voice speak and by also singing your own songs as well as covers, not just the songs that other people tell you to sing. And then it's also listening to that inner voice. You've got a very, very strong Neptune and a very strong Venus. So there's a real strong passion in there if you give yourself permission to listen to it. And that's the key, is what is the heart singing to you? If you do that, you're there. And Saturn coming to Uranus starts a whole new cycle for you, and that happens in July. Is that when you're moving, end of July?
Yeah, early August, actually.
Okay, yeah, that's the big change. So that kind of starts next life, next chapter, and also next work phase, because it all shoots into the sixth house of your daily routines and habits. So I think that's really, that's a big change coming. So, but it also is listening to what your heart loves and giving yourself permission to create that. Because you are a very strong Saturn girl with this chart. So good luck.
Okay.
Keep me posted.
I will do that. That helps. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye. All right, so the show's over, and we're going to hang up. It's 10:02, woo, 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 on the Sunday night. Do your Saturn this week, people. Remember, he's watching, paying attention. Snuggle on up. Give him a hug. It'll make the world go really much easier. And when you watch other people struggling with their Saturn, walk over and give them a hug and say to them, you know, I think you need to do your Saturn. What is the thing you're most afraid of? And they'll tell you through tear-stained face, or maybe they'll shout it at you because they're really mad at you. And you say, I know, that was really hard, wasn't it? And that's what they have to do, the hardest thing. So hang in there. Have a good week. Watch for that shift of Uranus into Aries. And take care. This is Ann Ortley signing off from my bright red desk on the Upper East Side of Manhattan, wishing you a great week of May 24th. Bye.